Welcome to Opus Here. My name is Greg Horn. Recently, we just celebrated Thanksgiving, and I'm sure, like me, most of you probably ate too much and then enjoyed leftovers for the next couple of days. But just lately, I've been thinking that why don't we have maybe more of a thankful heart year-round for all that God has done for us? And I heard somebody say many years ago that Thanksgiving's not just a holiday, but as a follower of Jesus, should be a lifestyle. I really like that. Thanksgiving should not be just a holiday, but a lifestyle. And as followers of Jesus, we know that we're blessed, we're loved. We know this is all temporary right here. And, you know, I sit there and I think about the food spread that we have. Sure, like my family, lots of options and just so blessed and so many things there that we like. And yet, of course, the big joke is on pumpkin pie. Either it's kind of funny. I don't know many middle ground people on pumpkin pie. You're either, yeah, I like pumpkin pie or nah, not so much. And I am a pumpkin pie guy. At the same time, as I heard one guy say, hey, it's really not that good. I mean, let's be honest. We just have it one time a year. And if you think about it, that's kind of true, really, other than around Thanksgiving. That's about the only time I like to have a piece of pumpkin pie. But you know what? When it comes to Thanksgiving, that shouldn't be just a one time a year thing. God has blessed us so much, and he talks all throughout the Bible about what he wants us to do with having thankfulness and a grateful heart. And we're going to be talking over the next couple programs, not just about what the Bible has to say, but also if there's scientific research that shows the benefits of gratitude for us mentally, physically, and emotionally. And yet God knew all that. So that's why I think he talked a lot about in the Bible. And Psalm chapter 50, verse 23 says, the sacrifice that honors me is a thankful heart. Love that. You know, a lot of us want to do things for God and we're like, well, I can't really write a big check, or I can't preach a sermon or teach a class, or I don't have the gift of singing. I mean, you know, the list goes on and on of things that we always compare ourselves to others and would like to be able to do. Or maybe you don't have time, you work full time, you're a single parent, and so taking care of your kids on top of that. But you know, the one thing that we can all do, it doesn't cost us any money and really doesn't cost us very much time, it's just to have a thankful heart. I want to repeat Psalm 50, verse 23 again. The sacrifice that honors me is a thankful heart. And so I want to share some things with you about maybe why it's good that we do have a thankful heart and thank God often, daily, hourly, but also maybe some ways how we can be thankful. Psalm, the first reason why that we need to be thankful and not make it just a holiday of Thanksgiving, but a lifestyle, is simply because of who God is. Because of who God is. I mean, I don't know about you, but maybe you watched that TV show I did growing up called I Dream of Jeannie. And remember, she could wiggle her nose and make things happen, just be a lot of funny things sometimes, but she could save the day, or if they wanted to torture somebody, she could do that. And if I'm honest, sometimes I kind of treat God like that, that I'm always just coming and asking him things. And so I want to ask you, are you like that? And it's easy to do. I mean, I have my want list, and we've got our Christmas time list coming up, but also, you know, we're kind of like that with prayer time too, aren't we? And so I just want to remind you, one of the reasons that Thanksgiving needs to be a lifestyle for us is because simply of who God is. Psalm chapter 145, verse 3 says, the Lord is great. He is worthy of our praise. No one can understand how great he is. And that's true. I mean, I think back in Job and the passage, and of course, Job's kind of questioning some of the things that happened to him with God. And God finally, after listening, and I love this, that God wants a real and personal relationship with us. Of course, he provided that through Jesus, but Jesus hadn't come yet. And so Job, you know, after just kind of spilling his guts, his venting his frustration, and we've all been there. Maybe you've been there already this morning or today, is that after he does his venting, God finally says, hey, where were you when I created the stars, the sun, basically everything? And it's just that great reminder that even though we may not understand God sometimes, we can trust God. Say that again. Even though we can't sometimes understand God, we can always trust God. Psalm chapter 97, verse 12 says, give thanks to God as you remember how holy he is. You know, that's something in our culture, in the world, but especially here in the United States, that, man, we've really gotten away from what's holy. You know, the spotless Lamb of God came. And I mean, what things do you think about when you think of the word holy? And there's just not many out there, is there? There's really not. And yet, Psalm 97, verse 12 says, give thanks to God as you remember how holy he is. And the adjective, the description of the word holy is dedicated or consecrated to God or a religious purpose. Talks about the Holy Bible. You know, our Bible, the Holy Bible. And friends, I just want to ask you, is there an area of your life, and not trying to beat anybody up at all, but just, you know, hey, yeah, it's probably not a God-honoring area of my life. And, you know, one of the things I've been kind of looking at this past year is just what kind of TV shows. And I don't mean necessarily ones that, you know, have profanity and nudity, things like that. And obviously, I mean, those need to stay away from those. But I mean, I've been thinking about, you know, just different TV shows like Law and Order that I like to watch. I mean, you know, it's fine to watch some, but man, I was watching like three reruns a night sometimes. And, you know, just, man, after a while, it just kind of starts to bend your mind a little bit, your heart. You see all this just bad things and killing and abuse and things. And so, man, you want to be holy and honor God with every area of your life. Of course, O Holy Night is one of my favorite Christmas songs. And I know a lot of people really, really like that song. What a just tremendous song that it is. And I always hope that they will sing that as many times as possible. It says, O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. And then I love this next verse in the O Holy Night. It gets me every time and causes tears to well up in my eyes. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices. And usually by that time, if you're hearing that on Christmas Eve, everybody's pretty much on fumes by then, just between work and all getting everything ready for Christmas. I mean, everybody's pretty much on fumes by then. And I just love that verse because it's saying the thrill of hope that Jesus brought into the world, and that even 2,000 years ago, a weary world rejoiced. And we don't have they didn't have access to 24/7 computers and jobs working three shifts and just all the things that go nonstop in our culture now. And yet, it says that song, a thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices. For yonder breaks a new glorious morn, fall on your knees. You know, I want to ask you that. When's the last time maybe you got on your knees and just spent some time with God, thanking him for who he is? Psalm chapter 54, verse 6 says, I will thank the Lord because he is good. Psalm chapter 118, verse 1 says, tell the Lord how thankful you are, because he is kind and he is always merciful. Never been a more truer verse. I think about the mercy that God's extended me in my life. And, And so many times I've made selfish decisions and God has extended mercy to me. And I'm so thankful for that. And obviously God loved us so much, John 3:16, that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. But, you know, I want you to think about that. Maybe you're like, Greg, with my health, I can't really get on my knees. Well, that's okay. One of the things I've been trying to do before I get out of the bed in the morning is sit up on the edge of my bed and just talk to God for a couple minutes, just saying, God, thank you for another day. Just want to invite you to be a part of my day. Thank you for all the opportunities you're going to give me. And Lord, help people to see Jesus in me in these conversations, these meetings, these classes I teach at Midway University, and just every interaction I have, God. May people see Jesus in me. May I glorify you with my thoughts and my words. So as I get ready to put my feet on the ground here, may you bless my footsteps and help me to honor you in all that I do today. Thank you for loving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks. That didn't take a minute. And so I just want to encourage you to maybe start trying to make that a part of your morning routine, or maybe before you go to sleep at night, just saying, God, thank you for all that happened today, both the good and bad, because you were there. And for the next few hours here, hopefully at least six and maybe seven, maybe a miracle, and you could get eight, but hours of sleep. But, you know, Lord, I'm just going to lay all the problems at the foot of the cross tonight, give those to you. I know you're on your throne, and so there's nothing that's going to go on the next few hours that you can't handle. And tomorrow morning, we'll get up together, Lord. We'll face the challenges and the blessings. And if we're honest, both each day usually has a little bit of both, doesn't it? There's always blessings. I mean, if you've got clean water to drink, we're blessed. Got food to eat, you're blessed. Got a car to drive, you're blessed. Think about Sherry Matherly, a guest we had on last week that is not able to drive after that horrific accident where her ex-husband tried to shoot and kill her, shot her in the head, and she can't drive anymore. But she said, you know, I have more real friends now than I had back when I had when I was working then, full-time job at Toyota, and could drive and had spend the money. And now she has to live on a fixed income and can't drive. And yet she said, I have more real friends. And she said, you know, it's the best thing that actually happened to me. And I kind of looked at her. I was like, really? She goes, yeah. I mean, yeah, I could look at it as the worst thing, but it's the best thing, because my relationship with God would have never gotten to the point that it has, because I have to depend on him every day, she said. And it's just a beautiful thing. So I would ask you, what is in your life that actually you thought, you know, that's the worst thing that's ever happened to me? But just challenge you and encourage you to say, you know, God, I'm going to thank you for that hurt. You know, that's hard to do sometimes. But if Sherry can do it when somebody tried to kill her, and she's going to be celebrating a birthday on New Year's Eve, will be 71 and in 2003, 16 years ago. So at the age of what, 54, my math's correct, maybe off there, but you know, to think that 53 actually, I believe. But the point being is, you know what? She's thankful. And so there's a lot to be thankful for. But I hope you'll stay with me tomorrow. We're going to talk about how we can show our thanks to God. My name is Greg Horn. This is Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.